Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me.
We're back at 7 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Steve Strauss is our guest. He's the author of the Small Business Bible. And we're talking about, right in this segment, Steve, I want to talk about social media.
Great.
How do you see social media playing out? Where do you, now that we're, you know, so we're sort of beyond the fad stage, we're maybe even beyond the craze. You know, for the last 3 years or so, I've been saying that social media is not a fad because it's not going to go away, but it is a craze, meaning people want to become part of it even before they know why. So I believe we might actually be getting beyond the craze stage to the execution, the employment, the utility of social media. I think we're getting closer to that stage. What do you think?
I think it's a really astute analysis. You know, pundits like me, like you, have been saying, you've got to get on social media, you've got to get on social media. And, you know, people would try it, and, you know, some would succeed and some would not. But, you know, the question became, how do you do it in such a way that I'm not just wasting my time or, you know, getting Twitter followers, but not making money at it?
Right.
I think we are at a phase now where people are figuring out how to use it to create a brand and to create relationships in such a way that you end up actually affecting the bottom line, because if you're not making more money with it, then you're wasting your time, I think.
Right. Well, but that's the key. The ROI of social media is very elusive, isn't it?
Well, it sure seems that way. I mean, if you spend your day posting on your Facebook page and you're getting lots of likes, and, you know, that might feel good, but it's not the best use of your time or your marketing effort, or, you know, and time is money, so then we can call it a marketing dollar. So I really think the only way to look at your ROI of your social media is, are you making more money by it or not?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not, then you either need a new strategy or you should go on to something else.
Well, to me, the whole thing is, how is this helping you build stronger customer communities? Because that, to me, as you may have heard me say before, Steve, I'm the guy, I've been calling myself the social media heretic for 4 years now. You know, a heretic is a true believer who doesn't like the status quo. And so, to me, social media is not about social or media. It's about building community. And for a business, your community, the only community you should care about are your customer communities, which means, for most small businesses, a local community. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. The woman who taught me about social media explained to me that in 2008, her business went off a cliff. She got scared. She didn't know what to do, so she decided she was going to just try this thing called Twitter. You know, she really didn't know. It was 2009, right? It's 2009.
Yeah.
But she got on Twitter, and she started finding communities online that related to her business. Her business had to be the franchise business. She did PR for franchises.
Mm-hmm.
And so she didn't just get people to like her or follow her, but she actually met people via Twitter who did what she did, and she participated in discussions, and she got to know people, and people she otherwise wouldn't have known, and she grew her business 34% because she increased the quality and number of the relationships, meeting newer people that she wouldn't meet going to the chamber mixer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I realized, oh, that's really the value of social media. It is, you know, branding and phrasing.
You just described building community.
Exactly. That's why I'm agreeing with you 100%. It's about building community. That's what works.
But
people who succeed in it make money at it.
I think you'll agree with me, though, Steve. For a long time now, and I wrote some articles about this for the Wall Street Journal a while back, face-to-face is the original social media. As much as powerful as the new social media is, you cannot abandon the face to face opportunity and potential. What do you think?
Well, look at I run my whole business under the principle you just said. So I have lots of people I work with virtually, like, as you do, as we all do. But once a year, I will make an effort to go out and find them and meet them in person wherever they are.
Yep.
Because there's nothing beats that, you know, having lunch with someone and having them know what you look like. and you crack a joke,
right?
And you know they like you a little bit better. And
exactly.
They want to stay doing business.
And don't you after a few emails with somebody back and forth on a project or whatever, don't you just pick up the phone and call them and just to hear their voices? Don't you think that's
right?
Don't you think that's an important thing? Of course, you and I are a little bit old school, but still, I think this is something the new school can learn from the old school. Hey, give us that new website again, Steve.
Thank you. The selfemployed.com. And if you want to learn about social media, the Small Business Bible 3rd edition is out now.
Check it out. Hey, Steve, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Love your show and love being with you, Jim.
Thanks
so much.
See you later. Steve Strauss, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll see you after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.